All right, folks, we are now joined by Tyler Reddick, driver of the number 8 Chevy Camaro for Richard Childress Racing. We'll go ahead and open it up for questions right away. So if you've got any, go ahead and raise your hand. We'll get a mic to you. We'll start right here in the front with Dustin.
Dustin Long, NBC Sports. First, I want to check. Obviously, a couple teams had fire issues last weekend at Indianapolis, and Austin was saying he thought you might have had something like that earlier this year. What happened to you, and can you explain what you guys saw out of your situation?
Yeah, it appeared that we had a issue with part of the exhaust making contact with the underbody or the rocker panels. I'm probably pronouncing that wrong. Basically, it kind of rubbed a hole in the panel, and then all the debris and dust was coming through and hitting me in the eyes and in the face, and it was pretty awful debris. It almost smelled like an electrical fire, but I think it was just the carbon composite burning, smoking, and bringing that in wasn't good. So we've thankfully got that fixed after, thankfully it was a test environment for that tire test. It took us about an hour and a half to finally find it and fix it and correct it. But it wasn't good. It wasn't ideal, but it was good for us to go through that because we haven't had that problem since with our cars. It's just some of the tolerances you have underneath the car really tight, so you have to really be on your A game, making sure everything where it needs to be.
What test was that?
The Kansas tire test.
Having gone through that, last week, Chris Buescher has his situation and then stays in the car as they fire off all the chemical stuff. Can you imagine being somebody in the car as the fire and they're firing off all that chemical stuff and just all that and then still continuing to race like he was able to?
That's a mentally tough guy, that's for sure. Mind situation, it was hard to drive more than 3 or 4 laps without pitting, but again, it was a test. It wasn't a race. What can you push yourself put yourself through? But I can't imagine. That can't be ideal. But I mean, if you're a driver and it's a fire that can get put out, you don't want to get out of the car and end your day. I mean, that's just part of it. So I don't know. Well, I'm sure it'll be figured out eventually. We'll go through trial and error and continue to learn new things with this car. But yeah, not ideal. But thankfully, we have a lot of systems in the car that are not just pulling fresh air in, but evacuating the stagnant air inside the car or, debris, if you will, with the rear glass vented, with the vent in the front of the front windshield bringing air in. There's a lot of things to help get air out, which is good, which really helps with these type of situations.
And last thing is, other than 4 straight wins, what are some of the things that you're looking at, or what are some of the things you guys feel like as a team to kind of help build toward the playoffs, or anything else you need to do? Obviously, it's been a pretty good run here lately, so how much better can you be, or what are the things that you guys are taking a more of a closer look at as, the outside looking in? It looks like everything's going well.
It's definitely going well. We're just going to continue to, try and have good days if we can, just like today, start off and be in the ballpark, but you never want to make adjustments and go the wrong way, and we certainly made right adjustments and made our car better every single time we got to work on it, whether that was in practice qualifying adjustments or between the rounds. We made our car better every single time, which was what we wanted. So we continue to do that and then just execute these races the same way. That's ideal for us. I mean, it's really, really difficult in anything, especially in this Cup Series right now, to expect to win every single race you run in. And if we just make the most out every single day, if we have a 5th-place car and finish 5th, that's perfect. If we can find a way to finish 4th, that's what we're going to try and do, just maximize the days.
Got one on the right side.
Jazz Sharp with Podium Finish. Were you expecting this season to be so wonky? And if so, explain. And if not, explain as well.
I was certainly expecting the parity that we saw in the beginning of the year, just some of the little things that we fought with the car along the way, not so much, but everyone's really smart, how we're driving these cars around the racetrack. I didn't think it was going to become the way that it is, but now that we're here, it makes sense. It's just part of it. seeing the big teams start to figure it out again and it close back up is also not a surprise. I mean, it's kind of went about how I expected it to. You know, this car's definitely made the field a lot tighter in a number of tracks. So, and you know, the differences sometimes really just lying between the manufacturer that you are. Yeah, for me, it's kind of been as expected, but certainly, you know, we've had some races play out in some very interesting ways. You know, some of the things that we've gone through along the way we didn't anticipate, or we wouldn't have had problems with those things.
Come up front to Bob.
Bob Pockris, Fox Sports. Of all the photos that you've probably seen from the Indy Win, all sorts of kissing bricks, licking bricks, climbing fences, champagne sprays, is there one that really made you either happy or reminisce or emotional?
I would say it was a picture. It's just seeing the video clip from the camera of Bo come running to me and meet me at the car. That's probably my favorite one. Kissing the bricks is awesome. Getting everybody there to kiss the bricks, me even take it a step further. You know, that was all in good fun. But definitely him, Alexa bringing him to the wall and then him jumping over and coming up to meet me was probably my favorite part.
Did you have to drink a lot of water after?
Drink a lot of water? No. Yeah. I washed it down with Childress Vineyard Champagne and some beer, so I was fine.
All right, Tyler, congrats again last week. Good luck tomorrow.
All right, thanks.